The original winning design from the Kimball Art Center's expansion competition stood at more than 80 feet tall. While loved by the jury, public outcry over the height on a very conspicuous corner of Old Town sent the architectural firm Bjarke & Ingels back to the drawing table. Kimball Art Center director Robin Marsh says they want to build something that the community wants and that city leaders can approve.
We're working with the architects right now to come up with some new concepts that we could bring to the city before we go to Planning Commission to say, what do you think of this one? So we'll work together to find a solution that people are comfortable with, because it was very clear that the height was never going to be something that was going to be acceptable. So we're reworking the concepts with this group, but very exciting to watch their career explode in the meantime.
She hopes to see some conceptual drawings as soon as next week.
And we look forward to it, to seeing some very innovative solutions within the space allotted.
The art center, she says, needs a certain amount of square footage to create the center they envision, and that may mean splitting the center in two.
We're looking at every possible solution. We're even looking at maybe putting classrooms in another location where there may be parking. That is on the table as well, because that might make a lot of sense, where you keep the exhibition space on Main Street with meeting space, and lovely conventions can come through and in an inspiring environment, but where the dirty work with the and welding and ceramics, where you really need a lot of space and ventilation and all those things, maybe move that off-site. So we're working through it with them to see exactly how much. They're also going to be using the concept into the whole parking lot area, which they left clear last time. So we'll see what they can do.
That's Kimball Art Center Director Robin Marsh. She says once they have some more formal plans that can likely be approved, they'll hit the ground running with a capital campaign. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.